Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Med Podcast, recorded for Friday, August 13th, 2021. Not sure how the sound will be on this. We're preparing it from the road in a hotel room in Columbus, Indiana. And actually, while we're taking it, our daughter is taking a shower in the background. So not sure the quality of her sound, but we hope we can nevertheless communicate a message that will bring encouragement and biblical instruction. Today's message is titled, Friendship. A link for the friend, a scripture text from Luke 23, verse 12.
That day Herod and Pilate became friends. Before this, they had been enemies.
Christine and I are blessed with many friends. As we've grown older, we've come to increasingly place great value on long-term, what really have become lifelong friendships. Of course, we also continue to develop new friendships along the way. Expect that many of these will also become friends for life, such as Ken and Vicky. We have one photo today. We had dinner with them the other night in Columbus, Ohio. They're friends from Ohio who we had dinner with as we traveled to our family reunion here in Indiana this weekend. We met them in the last 8 years as readers of our daily encouragement messages. Well, making new long-term friends like this is one of the rewarding aspects of our web ministry.
Friendships can be based on positive, constructive, mutual, and such a friendship between David and Jonathan must surely be the most famous friendship formed in the Bible. And that's certainly the kind that we value and strive for. But friendships can also be based on negative, destructive interests such as the sudden and rather convenient friendship of Herod and Pilate. Well, we've witnessed both positive and negative friendships, and Stephen will recall a time when he was pulled into the latter group, and I'll let him share about that. It was a learning experience for him, and perhaps it will be for others as well.
And this took place, probably about 35 years ago. I was returning home to my home church in Independence, Missouri from Bible college. I was enlisted by a disgruntled member in the church to come to the pastor and his wife concerning the matter. It was a conflict that I had absolutely no business being involved in. Yet my new friend, it really was somebody maybe I only met shortly before, persuaded me of the rightness of his side of the story. This is often the case. I never really heard or even tried to hear the other side. Still recall the surprise and hurt I caused my dedicated pastor and his wife at the time, but I essentially joined in a holy alliance. Here I was, a very young believer, a youth in age, and quite immature at the time. I imagine I was 19 or 20. In my years of pastoring, I'm occasionally the recipient of such treatment, and no personal esteem, pain, and inflicts, and the disunity it brings to the congregation.
Well, prior to Christ's trial, Herod and Pilate were bitter political enemies. Both had ambitious agendas, often in conflict with one another. They sought to gain Caesar's favor as rulers over the troubled Palestinian region in the Roman Empire. But the old phrase, and you'll know it, politics makes strange bedfellows, is very evident in their relationship. At Christ's trial, they quickly became friends. I can just see them grinning as they shook hands or patted one another on the back in their newly formed friendship. I believe the careful historian Luke is being sarcastic when he wrote, Herod and Pilate became friends, as he qualifies their friendship when describing their prior relationship as having been enemies. He describes a very sad type of friendship that is common to this day, and particularly in politics.
Well, what kind of friends do you have? What do you talk about when you get together? Is it positive and constructive as you share deeply held mutual interests, values, and convictions? Or is it negative and destructive? Does your conversation build up or does it tear down? I sure don't want Herod and Pilate to be my models for friendship. What about you?
Well, let's pray for that. Jesus, I consider the character traits that make a healthy friendship. Loyalty, compassion, kindness, honesty, patience, forgiveness, and a listening ear are just a few of the qualities that are evident in a good friendship. There's so many stories in the gospel where qualities are easily seen in the friendships that you had with the disciples and others. May the foundation of my friendships be based on godly traits. As I come alongside my friends to encourage, challenge, inspire, and stimulate them toward good works. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, as mentioned, we are preparing these messages from the road. We're in a hotel this morning in Columbus, Indiana. I always thought of Columbus as Ohio, but it's a pretty nice-sized town. And we are be attending a family reunion on my mother's side, the Steinquist family, this weekend. We've had every year since 1975, I believe. We have some folks today we took along the way. We begin with a photo of a dear lady in our church we serve that's now in a nursing home named Naomi Waugamoo, who surprised me with a visit on the way out of town. Then the friends we mentioned in the message today, Ken and Vicki Bender from Lancaster, Ohio, actually, which is about 30 miles southeast of Columbus, and we met at a Cracker Barrel restaurant.
Sitting in the rocking chairs.
Well, then just a couple of other interesting stops, a hardware store and a general store we stopped along the way. And then finally, and I'm not sure the photo does the interesting design of the bridge justice, but a very interesting interstate bridge here in Columbus, Ohio. Well, of course, we do suggest a couple of songs as well. One is the classic Michael W. Smith song, Friends. And then one that is not a Christian song necessarily. It's by one of the musicians who sings it is Roger Miller. I don't think there's any evidence that he was a sort of a lord, but I still like the song. It reminds me of my growing up days in Kansas City. It's a song titled Old Friends. Well, let me point out that due to our travels and a kind of spotty or slow internet service such as yesterday when I just couldn't get a good connection, we may not be able to post these messages each weekday, as is our practice we seek to do. But, of course, this is Friday's message. We typically don't post on the weekend, so hopefully we'll have something to share on Monday. Well, blessings, and may God bless you today with good friendships. This is our message for Friday, August 13th, 2010, and our web presence is at dailyencouragement.net.